Hi there, welcome to the Daily Manna. Just as our body is in need of material food, so as our soul is in need of the Word of the Lord. From time to time, I attend a necrological service and I hear people saying, the dead person, his soul, is now in a better place. But I wonder if people really believe in this matter. Why? Because whenever you ask someone, do you like to go where God is right now, or as commonly perceived, heaven? Who would like to go to heaven right now? Usually the answer is, not me, because I hope I would go there not too soon. While we say it's a better place, I think we became so much engrossed and we became lovers of what we are experiencing here, and we cannot let go of the relationship and the ties we have with the people around us. But I just hope that while it is true that we are loving the things that we have here, I just hope in Tagalog, hindi tayo nagiging mapagmahal sa mga makamundong gawain. Or in some people's way of saying it, hindi nawiwili sa mga makamundong gawain. Because the Bible is really commanding the believers not to love the world and everything in it. This is found exactly in the book of John, 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 17. And this is what is stated here by the author. Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, and the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but it is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. The command is clear. This is not a suggestion. This is not an option given to the believers. It's a command. What's the command? Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. And he gave two reasons why not to love the world. Number one, because when a person loves the world and everything in it, it only shows that the love of the Father is not in him. And besides, whatever that is part of the worldly things, as described here in a form of lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and a boastful pride of life, when we have all those things, all those three things are not of the Father. They are of the world. So let's not love the world, because once we love the world, it only tells that we don't have the love of the Father and our love is not for the Father. Now, added to that reason is found on the last part of the last verse, which says, the world is passing away and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. If I may ask you, which one do you like? Do you like to pass away or you like to live forever? If you will ask me, definitely my answer is I would like to live forever. And I don't like to pass away along with the lust of the world and the world itself. Well, if you choose you want to live forever, then let's not love the world. Because loving the world would only tell that we don't belong to the Father, but we belong to the world. The advice of the scriptures, the command of the Bible is clear. Do not love the world and everything in it, but it commands us to love the Lord. It is written in the book of Deuteronomy, as they call it, the Shema, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 8. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And this concept, this teaching was also quoted by the Lord Jesus Christ when he was confronted with a question, which is the greatest commandment of all? And Jesus responded, to love the Lord, and the second one is as equal as it is, to love your neighbor. So the commands of the scriptures are very clear. Love the Lord, not the world. I'll repeat. Love the Lord, not the world. The lesson for today is as clear and as short as that. We shall love the Lord, not the world. Let us pray. Lord, we admit that there are many times that we exemplify love for the world and the things that are in it. But right now, because we who confess our relationship with you, we belong to you. And Because this is not our norm. Help us with the work of your Holy Spirit that we would begin to love more and more the things of the Lord, not the things of the world. That we would begin to love more and more the Lord, not the world. I am praying that as we progress in our walk with you, you would find us loving you more and loving what you love around us and even the things that you love so much. May we value what you value. May we uphold what you uphold. May we follow what your scripture tells us to do. And so we entrust to you everything that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you all.